Unit 1, Part 1. Emma and Carl are talking to Mr. Chan. You now have 50 seconds to study questions 1 to 10. Now listen to the conversation. The conversation will be played 2 times. The conversation will begin now.
Hi, Emma and Carl.
Hi, Mr. Chan.
I'm happy that you two are in the Green Club this year again. This is our first meeting, and we're planning some activities for this school year. Emma, can you take some notes as we talk?
No problem, I can do that.
Thanks, Emma.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 1 and 2.
This year, we'll hold Green Week in November.
Mr. Chan, is it possible to have it earlier? Maybe in late September? Then we can have a good start for a green school year.
I don't think that's a good idea. We're all very busy in the first month of the school year.
I see.
You now have 8 seconds to answer question 3.
Now, what activities can we have for Green Week?
Let's have a green poster competition.
I like that. We can set rules about what needs to be included in the poster. We can invite some teachers to be the judges.
That's good. What else can we do?
Shall we have Green Fun Day?
That's a great idea. I love it.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 4 and 5.
We can have different activities on that day. In the morning, we can watch a video in the school hall about how to recycle and reuse different materials. After that, we can have a talk about going green.
A talk is good. We can invite Marion Kong to be our guest speaker. She's a university teacher who has written several books about environmental protection. She has a very popular video blog too. I think she has more than 500,000 viewers. Lots of students like her.
It'd be nice to have a guest speaker.
After the talk, we can have a tree planting activity in the school garden. We can invite Miss Kong to join too.
That's nice.
Then later in the afternoon, we can have a fun fair in the playground. There can be games and quizzes about ways to go green, such as picking up rubbish and using up leftovers. You now have 20 seconds to answer questions 6 to 8. Great! I think we can have about 15 stalls.
15? I think that's too many. I think 10 stalls will be enough.
Last year we had 12 and it was very crowded. That's right. Let's have 10 stalls. Now I think we've got lots of ideas. Let's meet again next week and talk more about the activities we're planning.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 9 to 10. Listen to the conversation again and check your answers. The conversation will begin now.
Hi, Emma and Carl.
Hi, Mr. Chan.
I'm happy that you two are in the Green Club this year again. This is our first meeting, and we're planning some activities for this school year. Emma, can you take some notes as we talk?
No problem, I can do that.
Thanks, Emma. This year, we'll hold Green Week in November.
Mr. Chan, is it possible to have it earlier? Maybe in late September? Then we can have a good start for a green school year.
I don't think that's a good idea. We're all very busy in the first month of the school year.
I see.
Now, what activities can we have for Green Week?
Let's have a green poster competition.
I like that. We can set rules about what needs to be included in the poster. We can invite some teachers to be the judges.
That's good. What else can we do?
Shall we have Green Fun Day?
That's a great idea. I love it. We can have different activities on that day. In the morning, we can watch a video in the school hall about how to recycle and reuse different materials. After that, we can have a talk about going green.
A talk is good. We can invite Marion Kong to be our guest speaker. She's a university teacher who has written several books about environmental protection. She has a very popular video blog too. I think she has more than 500,000 viewers. Lots of students like her.
It'd be nice to have a guest speaker.
After the talk, we can have a tree planting activity in the school garden. We can invite Miss Kong to join too.
That's nice.
Then later in the afternoon, we can have a fun fair in the playground. There can be games and quizzes about ways to go green, such as picking up rubbish and using up leftovers. Great! I think we can have about 15 stalls.
15? I think that's too many. I think 10 stalls will be enough.
Last year we had 12 and it was very crowded. That's right. Let's have 10 stalls. Now I think we've got lots of ideas. Let's meet again next week and talk more about the activities we're planning.
This is the end of Unit 1, Part 1.